Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Duncan Field and Hastings tonight. We've got high school football action here on 1230 KHAS. Tonight it's Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the Mustangs.
The Mustangs out of Sutton here tonight. Again, welcome to coverage here at Duncan. Mike Will with Jimmy Purcell here tonight. And Jimmy, the Hawks getting ready to wrap up an undefeated season. Always one of their goals when they start the season.
Well, it is, and they've been very successful over the past several years. Just a dynamite football team that Carl Tesmer puts on the field each and every week, and they have been gifted with the Susie brothers that have come in and really helped with their strength program, and it has really paid off as far as the speed, agility, and the size that St. Cecilia will have tonight. One big key player that will not play right down in front of us, big Zach Starup, will not see the field tonight. He's experienced some shoulder issues with a stinger, and they will hold him out of action tonight. Also, Nick Brulliette, injured in the Superior game last week, will not see action here tonight. But this is a dynamite football team, our first chance to see the Hawks. And they're an explosive football team, as we have seen all year long on the papers.
Yeah, St. Cecilia is 7-0 on the season. The Sutton Mustangs come in a mark of 5 wins and 2 losses. 63 degrees here at game time. The wind's going to be out of the east-southeast at about 6 miles per hour as we get set for some high school football, a special Thursday night edition of high school football action here tonight on 1230 KHS. Is the kickoff here by Kissinger's in and out of the end zone. And now we'll see the St. Cecilia Hawks come out here on defense.
Well, actually, we've got our first flag of the evening right over there. The line judge on the far side of the field, obviously a St. Cecilia player across the line of scrimmage. Before kicker Matt Kissinger, back again this year doing the kicking duties for Carl Tesmer. That'll assess the Hawks 5 yards, so he'll kick off now from the 35.
So a shaky start here for the Hawks. Offsides on the opening kickoff. It's good to be back here at Duncan Field again, huh?
Well, they haven't replaced the 2x10s that we're standing on, but hopefully they'll hold our big statures up this evening. Yeah, the scaffolding, we're back. And, boy, you couldn't ask for any better weather. We have done games here before where we've been draped in like a duck blind, and the wind to blow, and we'll have the wind at our back. And I will keep stats. The trains will be rolling this evening here at Duncan.
All right, so it's St. Cecilia here in the final game of the 2010 regular season. The playoffs will get underway next week. So we got Kissinger get into the football at the 35-yard line, and the ball game is underway. And, again, it's a booming kick, but Sutton is going to be able to handle that one at the 5-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, out to about the 22 or 23-yard line. So that's where Sutton is going to start. The Mustangs, likewise, a little bit banged up here, both offensively and defensively. We're going to see some new guys into the football game here tonight. That ball was returned by Reed Wiebe. The quarterback, Lance Sponberg, is not playing tonight for Sutton. He's been replaced by a guy who started the season at IBAC, Andrew Sheridan. So Sheridan, 170-pound senior, will come up and direct the troops here. It'll be first down and 10 yards to go. Football is at the 23-yard line of the Mustangs as they run a play here off to the right side, just a yard or so game. Now, they got a number 54 in the backfield, Jimmy. He's another guy that's been shifted around. That's Matthew Betcher, and he gets the first carry here. The fullback wearing number 54 as he takes the first play and takes it for about a yard out to about the 24-yard line. So it's second down and 9 yards to go. Sutton moving from our right to our left as we view it here from Duncan Field and Hastings. There's a pitch back again trying to get outside against this St. Cecilia defense, finding some running room out across the 25 to the 30, out to the 32-yard line. That's the tailback. That's the other guy back there, Trey Seaback. He's a 180-pound junior carrying the ball there for the Sutton Mustangs. So on the first drive here, Jimmy, a couple of plays, and Sutton has got a first down against the Hawks.
Yeah, it has to be a lot of momentum going for Sutton coming into this game. As we've talked all year, teams come into St. Cecilia, a heavy underdog, and a nice stretch play over to the right side in front of the Sutton bench picks up nearly 10 yards and the first down of the evening.
All right, here comes the option play again. They're going to hand the ball away to that first man through the hole there. That's Betcher again carrying the ball for about a yard. And the tackle is made in there by the interior of the St. Cecilia defense. Making the stop there was Nathan Susie, number 66. A pickup of only 2 yards in the play. We'll call it second down and 8. Just underway here at Duncan Field, 10:45 to play.
We've talked about St. Cecilia with their speed, their size up front. Look at that defensive front four for Randy Ahrens. Boy, you could coach that front four. That is huge up there. Very strong and physical.
Here's the tail back again, Seaback. He angles off to the right side, which is a short side of the field. He picks up a yard, maybe 2 yards on the play. Tackle is made over there by St. Cecilia's Jace Jackson. Yeah, across the front there for St. Cecilia. Wallmeyer at 220, Susie at 260. You got to Sheehy at 235, and Consbrook in there at 235.
There are several Class B teams that would love to have that size across the front four. We mentioned the linebackers out there, very speedy in the secondary with Jackson anchoring that duty. They are a very fast crew out there. They can really, really get on you if they need to be.
They're down 5 yards to go. The ball is at the 38-yard line of Sutton. Seaback again gets the call. He gets it to about the 40-yard line. He'll be stopped short of a first down. Seaback trying to go right at this St. Cecilia defense, and he is stopped immediately right there by big Ryan Sheehy. So now it's fourth down and about 3 yards to go. The ball just across the 40-yard line, between the 40 and the 41, and Sutton is going to have to punt the football away here on their opening series of the ball game. And doing the punting chores for Sutton tonight is going to be Sam Grease, number two. He is a junior. He will stand back here at the 27-yard line.
Cody Jackson and Matt Kissinger back deep for St. Cecilia. A couple of speedsters to field this first punt by Sutton.
All right, Grease will get the ball away. He's going to angle it off to the right side. It bounces at the 35, takes a Sutton bounce across the 30, and it falls dead here at the 28-yard line. So Sutton gets a first down in the first series here of the evening, and now they have to punt the football away. They get a 31-yard kick, and now this high-powered St. Cecilia offense comes out. This is an offense, Jimmy, that's been averaging 47 points per ball game. They have outscored their opponents this year 329-20. There's only two teams that scored against the St. Cecilia defense, and now we'll see the offense into the spotlight here. Phil Hamburger is the quarterback. Cody Jackson and also Devin Elliott is going to be in the backfield here to start off this football game tonight. First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia on their own 28-yard line. Man comes in motion. Here's Hamburger down the line of scrimmage. And he carries the football himself as Hamburger. No, he's going to. Yeah, that was Hamburger. Hamburger carrying the ball there out to the 35-yard line. Again, the angle here at Duncan is not going to be the best. We got to readjust our eyes to this particular angle every time we come here. Huh?
We could use a little more height on the press box. Very tough to see, but again, Hamburger coming in. A couple of key injuries early in the season. We'll talk about them after that play, but Hamburger has done a tremendous job piloting this team so far.
Here's Hamburger. He's going to hand the ball off to the fullback, busting through there at the 40 to the 45, out to the 46 to the 47-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Devin Ellie. He's got 289 yards coming in here, and Ellie takes it right up the pipe there as he brings it across the 45 to the 47-yard line. First down for the Hawks.
Two plays, 17 yards, both of them in between the tackles and just good blocking. We talked about that size on the defensive front. Those guys turn around and play the offensive side of things, and they are a load up there for Sutton's front line to handle all night long. A couple of nice big holes, 17 yards, first down, first one of the night for the Hawks. Ball out to the 46.
All right, man comes in motion. That's going to be Consbrook. Handing the ball away is going to be Jackson. Jackson at the 45 to the 50, 45 to the 40, still on his feet, and takes it all the way down to the 35-yard line. Jackson carrying the football there. Sutton getting a stop there from Trey Seaback, the inside linebacker, but Jackson has had a sensational year for St. Cecilia. 733 yards with a big night here tonight. He can break the 1,000-yard mark here tonight.
Well, we'll keep tabs on him. 18 yards on that carry as he inches it into Mustang territory all the way down to the 35-yard line. The Hawks on a roll here early in this ballgame.
8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. No score between Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton in high school football tonight, a special Thursday night edition. Here's Hamburger hanging the ball off to Ellie again. Bust through there. He's at the 30-yard line to the 25, down to the 20-yard line. That little fullback trap, St. Cecilia likes to use that, and Ellie has done a great job this season for the Blue Hawks with that play, and he takes it right up inside. Of course, it all starts with that offensive line, Jimmy. They've got some good ones in Sheehy, Ellie, Trammell, Susie, and Wallmeyer up there on that offensive line for St. Cecilia.
Well, and it doesn't hurt averaging 12.5 yards per play already early in this ballgame. 50 yards on four carries. The line doing a great job. And Ellie, he is a load. He's a big product in there for St. Cecilia at 190-pound fullback. He's able to get in the secondary. He picks up 15, the ball down to the 20-yard line.
St. Cecilia's opening drive of the ball game. Here's Jackson. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and he's going to be ridden down. Jackson trying to get outside, but can't do it. And over there on the stop for the Sutton Mustangs, making the initial contact was Reed Wiebe. Wiebe, a 185-pound junior, so Jackson trying to get it outside, couldn't get there. Wiebe was right there for the Sutton Mustangs. So a loss of a yard on a play brings the ball back to the 21.
Second down, 11 yards to go, inside 7 minutes to play here in the opening quarter from Duncan Field. No score between the Hawks and the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. That's Hamburger up under center. Hand the ball away again to Ellie. Breaks through there. He's at the 20 to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. Still on his feet to the 5 and takes it all the way down inside the 5. He gets it down to about the 2-yard line. Ellie was stopped 3 or 4 times on that particular run. Just kept his balance and finally took him all the way down inside the 5-yard line to about the 2. St. Cecilia's got a first down and goal at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, just a trap play right up the middle. They've been successful on that the 3 times Ellie has carried it. He's picked up some big gains of 19, 18, and 9, and that one there nearly breaks all the tackles and gets into the end zone. He inches her down to the 3-yard line. First and goal for the Hawks, 6:25 and counting here in the first quarter.
All right, Ellie is lined up at the fullback again, and he's going to get the call. He is hit at the 3-yard line, takes it to the 2. He takes it to the 1-yard line. He's going to be stopped right there. Sutton had initial contact in there about a yard in the backfield, but Ellie uses his strength and takes the ball down to about the 1-yard line, and now the Blue Hawks are knocking on touchdown door. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Hawks just outside the goal line here. We'll call it the 1-yard line. Second down and goal from the 1 is St. Cecilia looking for the first touchdown of the ball game here tonight. Hamburger again up under center, looks over the defense, waits for the snap. He's got it, goes straight ahead. He puts his head down, and he drives it into the end zone for the touchdown. Phil Hamburger takes it in from 1 yard out, and St. Cecilia, Jimmy, made that one look easy. That was a nice drive all on the ground here tonight. A Hamburger takes it in from a yard out.
8 plays, 71 yards, capped off by a 2-yard run by Hamburger. But just, again, great job blocking up front, Mike, all basically in between the tackles and that big front line that we talked about in the pregame show really stood the test there on that first drive. They take it all the way down, as we said, 8 plays, 71 yards. The Hawks on the board, and now Matt Kissinger in the ballgame to attempt the point after.
All right, so it's 6-0. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down. And the kick is up there, and the kick is going to be no good. The kick is going to be no good. Kissinger is 30 out of 33 on extra points this year. Those three that he missed was the game that we did at Donovan. And now we come here, and he misses his first extra point here. Obviously, the pressure of being on the radio is getting to him. Huh?
Well, that would be you. That would be the Friday night that I missed on my way to Kansas City. This is my first look at the Hawks, your second one. But that one there with the wind blowing from his right to left, he had some penetration in there. But Kissinger just simply hooked the ball off, and with the wind, it drifted off left of the pipes. So the Hawks lead this thing with 5:52 left to go here in the first quarter. The Hawks 6, the Mustangs nothing.
So good drive there. 8 plays, 71 yards. The Hawks are on the scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Wow. Wow. Here's the kickoff as Jason Hale comes over there to grab the ball at the goal line. He's back to the 5, to the 10, to the 15-yard line where he's going to be smacked down right there. So Jason Hale returning the ball there for the Sutton Mustangs. So now Sutton is going to come up. They cannot get too far behind, Jimmy. This is going to be a huge task anyway. And St. Cecilia took the opening drive and made it look easy. They're on the scoreboard now 6-0.
Well, I've had the pleasure a couple of times this year to talk to some coaches that have faced St. Cecilia, and they have been absolutely drubbed. And we'll leave those coaches anonymous, but they just said this is a tremendous football team, and their goal coming in was just, hey, somebody's got to play them. They're the number one ranked team in the state. A lot of teams don't get that opportunity. Let's go out and compete, and let's see where we are at on the bar.
All right, here's Seaback. He brings the ball across the 20. The line of scrimmage was the 18. They bring it across the 20 out to a 22-yard line, a pickup of about 4 yards on the play there. So it's going to bring up a second down and 6 situation. Second down and 6 for the Mustangs. They are working from our right to our left here in this first quarter of play. Again, this is a quarterback that started the year as an I-back. That's Sheridan in for the injured Lance Sponberg. They run the option play. And he's going to carry the ball himself as he brings it close to the 25-yard line. So it's a short pickup of about
No, actually, they give them the first down here as they move the ball out to the 29-yard line. They're going to give them a good spot there out to the 29-yard line. It's a first down.
Well, they tried to run the stretch play out the right side. Sheridan seen a little bit of a gap on the left side of the defensive front for St. Cecilia. Just cut it upfield. And, yes, it is very tough to see. But a gain of 6 yards, second first down of the night to Sheridan. Nice bit of running.
Sheridan up under center. He's going to hand the ball away again to a C-back. He is in the backfield, and he is ridden down. And initial contact there. Boy, look at the blue shirts getting up there. We see Nathan Susie in there. We see Sheehy in there and others. No gain on the play. We'll call it second down and 10 as the ball is stopped right there at the 29-yard line.
Well, that's one thing about it. Good penetration from that front defensive front. Once you get a guy that gets a hold, they have got so much team speed, there's going to be four or five blue jerseys there in a hurry, and that was the case there as they had a lot of gang tackling in on that play. So a loss of nearly 1 yard, we'll call it second down and 11 here for the Mustangs.
All right, Sheridan up under center. He's going to throw the football, play action pass. He stops, he sets the feet, and he throws it. It's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted. Almost intercepted there for the Blue Hawks on the far sideline. Getting our hands on it there for St. Cecilia was Jace Jackson, Jackson number 32. So I'll tell you what, he would have been in the end zone. He's got some good speed, and there was not many white shirts around on that far sideline.
Well, last year when we did the games, the Jacksons, tremendous speed in that family that they have. Looking at the roster, three of them on the roster here this evening. But Cody doing a great job. He's the senior. And then Jace with tremendous speed and agility over on that left side nearly makes the pickoff. Sheridan very fortunate that fell to the ground. Going to bring a third down and 10 here, ball at the 29.
All right, he wants to throw the football. He's under pressure. Sheridan steps away. He's across the 30-yard line on the move down to the 35 to the 36 where he's going to be tackled there. So Sheridan wanted to throw the football and couldn't find anybody downfield. He had to run it himself. Finally, the tackle is made in there by Bryce Faber for Hastings St. Cecilia. This Blue Hawk defense has been sensational this year. They give up only 88 yards per ball game rushing, only 22 yards passing, 110 total yards, and they give up 3 points per football game. And for the second time tonight, it's going to be Sutton in punt formation. They're going to have to punt the pig away at their own 36-yard line. Good snap from center. Here comes the kick. And it's going to come to the near side. Action Jackson grabs the ball at the 30, back to the 35, to the 40. He's at the 45 and crashes his way forward to the 46-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Luke Drudick, number 52. That was a 35-yard kick, a 16-yard return for Jackson. And Hastings St. Cecilia will set up shop here. First down and 10 on their own 46-yard line. The first drive tonight, 8 plays and 71 yards. And this explosive offense comes back out here with 3:31 to play in the first quarter.
Well, and again, their defense holds Sutton down deep in their own territory. They got to punt the football away. A nice return by Jackson as he takes it up the right sidelines. Great field position, 46-yard line for the Hawks here to start their second drive.
All right, that's Phil Hamburger still in there at quarterback. He's going to run the option play. He's going to run it himself. 50, 45 to the 40. He's into the open 35, 30, 25, 20, 15. He's at the 10. Hamburger at the 5. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Hamburger on the simple option play. He kept it himself, and he rumbles 54 yards for a touchdown, and the Blue Hawks go out on top by the score 12 to nothing.
Well, and I think the ball was bobbled just a bit when he pulled out from his center, and then he rolled down the line of scrimmage. He had a lone back trailing him on that play if he needed to make the pitch, but the seam opened up with good blocking again as the guard pulled around the left side, opened up that left side for Hamburger, and he just gets it with his speed into the secondary. Takes it 54 yards, so one play, 54 yards. The Hawks out early here, 12 to nothing, as we'll see the Hawks line up here, and they'll go for two as Matt Kissinger missed that first PAT.
That's the 14th touchdown, the 14th rushing touchdown of the season for Hamburger. Now they're going to go for the two-point conversion. They're going to hand the ball away to Jackson, and he's not going to get there. He is snowed under at about the 2-yard line. And making the stop there was Julian Mantell for Sutton. So the extra point, the 2-point conversion, is no good. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Hawks have scored twice. And the score, Hastings St. Cecilia 12 and Sutton nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings.
So the Blue Hawks have had the ball twice. They have scored twice. 12-0 is the score. AC St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton. This is a good Sutton football team, too. They come in with a record of 5 wins, 2 losses. Their 2 losses so far this year have been to Blue Hill. And also, Donovan Trumbull.
Donovan Trumbull,
yeah,
there
Blue
you
Hill
go.
And Donovan Trumbull. They're on a 3-game winning streak. In fact, they've allowed only 41 points the last 3 ball games, and they've allowed 12 here in this opening quarter.
Well, we'll talk about that the Blue Hill game very quickly. Blue Hill hits a last-second field goal to win that game late in the ball game. As this kick by Kissinger will trickle into the end zone. We talked about the offense, 126 on 10 carries, 12.6 per play. The Hawks are averaging here early in this first quarter.
Kearney Catholic Blue Hill playing tonight down in Blue Hill. No score with 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. So just a speckling of games tonight. They're kind of splitting the games between Thursday and Friday this week as we get ready for the playoffs next week.
And my Wildcats have traveled to Donovan Trumbull, Superior Donovan Trumbull. Tonight, that's in Donovan Trumbull. As I was traveling back, things were starting to fill up there at Donovan Trumbull.
All right, so here's Sheridan. He's going to run the ball now. He's across the 25 to the 30, and he's run out of bounds over there on the far sideline at about the 35. So Andrew Sheridan, the quarterback, gets loose there, and he takes it to the short side of the field. So the 170-pound senior, the former I-back, takes the ball for some good yardage there. Kissinger finally makes the stop on it defensively for St. Cecilia. So a first down as Sutton has moved the ball out here to the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the Stangs. As they work with it with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Duncan Field. Sheridan in the backfield, I formation behind him. He's going to hand the ball away again. That's going to be a Seebeck. As a Seebeck takes it for a yard, maybe two, as he brings it up to about the 38-yard line. So a pickup of 2, second down and 8 yards to go. Tackle is made in there by Trey Wilhelms, playing on that defensive line now for Randy Ahrens and the St. Cecilia defense. Second down and about 6 yards to go. They give him 4 officially on the last play. Andrew Sheridan is up under center again. He's going to hand the ball. Nope, he's got a nice fake there. Sheridan tries to get outside, and he's going to be wrestled down here at about the 41. He fakes the ball up inside to that first man through the hole, the fullback in this option attack. That's Matthew Betcher. He pulls it back out and tries to take it around the right end where St. Cecilia caroused him before he got started there. And it's now 3rd down and 5 yards to go. Sutton with the ball at the 41-yard line.
Sheridan doing a nice job running that offense now for the replacement of Lance Sponberg, who went down last week with an injury. But Sheridan with 4 carries, 30 yards against this Hawk defense.
Here's a Sheridan again. Bellies of the fullback. Here's a pitch back to Seebeck, 45. He's at the 50 inside St. Cecilia territory down to about the 49-yard line. So Seebeck carrying the mail there. A tackle is finally made in there by St. Cecilia's Joe Groffel. Groffel, a 175-pound sophomore. Groffel is actually the leading tackler on the ball club defensively for St. Cecilia. Had 41 stops and 1 sack coming into the football game here tonight.
Nice gain of 9 yards. 4th first down for Sutton tonight. Seebeck with 7 carries and 31 yards.
Line of scrimmage between the 49 and the 50. Here's a handoff again to a Betcher as he bangs his way to about the 46-yard line. It's not often, Jimmy, you see a running back with a number 54 on there. So because of the injuries and the things that have happened on the Sutton Mustangs football team this year, Betcher moves back, and he's a fullback now, and he still wears his number 54 as he takes it out of the 46.
Yeah, this will be kind of a three-man wrecking crew tonight between Sheridan, Seebeck, and the big the fullback in Betcher. As Betcher gets about 4 yards off right side to bring up 2nd down and 6.
All right, this is by far the deepest penetration for Sutton here in the ball game. Here's Sheridan carrying the ball, and Sheridan takes it to the 43. Just the quarterback keeper again around the right end. He's wrapped up there. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia, and coming up to make the stop for the Blue Hawks was number 55, Colin Ellie, who's into the ball game now for the Hawks. 3rd down and about 3 yards to go. Sutton has got the ball at the 43-yard line of St. Cecilia with under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 12-0, Hawks have the lead. Sheridan quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Sheridan hands the ball away to the first man through there. That's going to be Betcher as he gets the ball for Matthew a couple Betcher of yards here as he takes it down to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Trey Wilhelms again defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia. That's a first down for the Mustangs. So this has been a nice drive here for Sutton in this contest.
Yeah, very nice drive as that's the 5th first down as they inch the ball down into St. Cecilia territory down to the 39-yard line. Just a good job of blocking up front against the big guys of St. Cecilia.
All right, the backs lined up in the I formation again. 1st down, 10 yards to go. Here's Sheridan, hands the ball away to Betcher. He hurdles a man, takes the ball.
for 5 yards, 6-7 before he's finally brought down. Tackle is made in there again by Joel Groffel. So the line of scrimmage was about the 39-yard line. He brings it well across the 35. They're going to spot the football at the 32. So a nice gain there for the Sutton Mustangs as he takes the ball down to about the 32-yard line. And now Sutton is going to be looking at a second down situation here. Second down at about 4 yards to go, but we're going to reach the end of the first quarter. So the first quarter in the books here tonight, high school football action on 1230 KHAS, a special Thursday night edition of high school football coverage here tonight. We'll take a break after one quarter of the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 12, Sutton nothing.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the second quarter of play here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton by the score of 12 to nothing. Here's a pitch back, and here's a long throw down the right sideline. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off here by St. Cecilia. So they go with a little dipsy doodle there, a halfback pass, and Phil Hamburger picks it off down the near sideline. Down there at about the 15-yard line. So a halfback pass to the short side of the field. And Phil Hamburger picks it off the first turnover of the ball game. It comes into the way of an interception. So St. Cecilia gets their 13th pick of the 2010 season.
Ball intended for Nels Johnson, the senior, down the right side. But Hamburger does a great job jumping in front of Johnson and picks that one off. After a nice drive, 13 plays and nearly 40 yards for Sutton. They turn the football over, and now the Hawks will take over on their own 11, just starting the second quarter.
All right, so Hamburger will come back out. He'll be the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Play action pass. He's still got the ball. He rolls to his right, directs some traffic, and now throws the ball long. He's got a guy. Hunter's caught at the 40, 45, 50, down the sideline at the 45-yard line, and he steps out of bounds. Getting loose here for St. Cecilia was Matt Kissinger. He hauls it in from a Phil Hamburger. For Matt, that's going to be his 22nd reception of the season. He was wide open, got behind the defensive secondary of Sutton. Ball right on the money there, but Kissinger steps out of bounds as he tried to make a move here on the near sideline at the 43, but a long, long pass there for the Hawks.
That's the first pass play of the evening. It goes for 48 yards down in front of the Hawk bench. That is the sixth first down for the Hawks this evening. It is now into Sutton territory, down to the 43-yard line.
All right, St. Cecilia already out on top by the score of 12 to nothing here in the ballgame. Phil Hamburger, your quarterback, wide receiver, splits out to the right side. The Hawks in that double wing. Here's a Jackson getting the ball. He's at the 40-yard line, to the 35, to the 30-yard line, and he's finally brought down there. Tackle is made in there by Sutton. Maybe a touchdown saving tackle. That's a Trey Seebeck making the stop there on Jackson. Boy, he is quick. He gets the ball, Jimmy, and he's like a rocket. Takes the ball down to the 30-yard line. That's a first down for the Hawks.
Jackson, four carries now, 30 yards. They just hand that little reverse off that has been so successful for the St. Cecilia team in the past several years, and they just open it up so nice. And Jackson picks up 12 yards. Another first down as they're down to the 31-yard line of Sutton.
All right, we're in the second quarter of play. Here's a handoff to Ellie. He breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and takes the ball down to about the 25 before he's finally brought down. Tackle is made in there by the Sutton Mustangs. A big boy up front there is going to be a Tyler Grease. Grease, a 240-pound junior, brings down the ball carrier, Ellie for Hastings. So now the ball is at the 26-yard line, where it's going to bring up a second down and six situation here for the Blue Hawks. They are working from our right to our left here in the second period at Duncan Field. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now for St. Cecilia. Instead, they keep the ball on the ground. That's Ellie busting through there. Ellie across the 25 to the 20, across the 15, down to about the 13-yard line. So that's going to be Devin Ellie. He had 289 yards coming in here. He scored a couple of touchdowns, a 190-pound senior. So he carries the mail there. It's going to be a first and 10 again for Hastings St. Cecilia. The ball resting between the 12 and 13-yard line. The Hawks have had the ball three times. They have scored already twice here in the ball game, and they're inside the red zone again.
Tell you what, I've never heard of a pencil smoking until you get up under the wood, but the lead is really a rolling tonight as St. Cecilia is racking up some huge numbers. Eight first downs here in the game.
And we're still early in the second quarter. Here's Jackson. Jackson is going to be hitting the backfield, and down he goes. Jackson is hit almost immediately. That's going to be Betcher, I think, is the guy that's going to get in there for Sutton. Yeah, Matthew Betcher gets in there to bring him down. Only a pickup of 1 yard in the play. And Jackson had 733 yards coming into the football game tonight. He's had a big first half so far. Under 10 minutes to play. 9:55, clock is running. St. Cecilia already out on top by a score of 12-0. Hamburger had a 54-yard run, and St. Cecilia ground out an 8-play, 71-yard touchdown drive in their initial series here this evening. Now St. Cecilia looking at a second down and 9. Hamburger's got the ball, play-action pass. He holds it. He holds it, rolls to his left, sets his feet, and now throws it into the end zone. It's going to be caught for the touchdown. Wide open in the end zone was Matt Kissinger. The flow of the play, Jimmy, came to the left side. The quarterback, Hamburger, just set, and he just tossed it into the end zone. That was way too easy.
Well, that is just like the first play of this drive, Mike, when they rolled it to the right side, and Kissinger just simply cut across the center of the field in front of the St. Cecilia bench, and a beautiful pass out there. Kissinger, with a lot of speed, was able to run under that one. That's the same play just to the other side. Kissinger gets loose in the corner of the end zone. That goes for 10 yards, and now the Hawks with Phil Hamburger will be up under center here to go for two.
That's going to be the, sixth touchdown pass thrown this year for a Phil Hamburger. The extra point is going to be good. So Hamburger takes it in off of the right side. He just takes the ball, angles it to the right side, and St. Cecilia gets the 2 points in here. 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play. We are in the first half. The score now, Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Sutton nothing.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, some early scores for you. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Minden 6-0 after one quarter. Sumner Eddyville Miller out on top. Actually, it's a tie now. Sumner Eddyville Miller 6, Bertrand 6. Late in the first quarter, Kearney Catholic out on top of Blue Hill by the score of 7-3. Those are some early scores in high school football action tonight. Again, half of the teams are playing tonight, the other half tomorrow. You and I will be on the road tomorrow. We'll be out in Lexington. Adams Central taking on the Minutemen. Good ball game tomorrow.
Very critical games for a couple of local teams.
Hastings High also in action tomorrow night. They'll be at home to take on Grand Island Northwest. So St. Cecilia out on top of a score of 20-0. 9.5 minutes to play now here in the second quarter as they drive another one into the end zone. Now Sutton Kissinger cannot bring it out. So Kissinger drives another one in the end zone. And now Sutton will come back out, and they'll have the ball at the 20-yard line. Sutton did a nice job on their last possession. Jimmy, they drove the ball some 50, 60 yards. But then right at the first play of the second quarter, they try some dipsy doodle, and they throw a halfback pass that was picked off by Hamburger, and the rest is history.
Yeah, 89 yards later, the Hawks go down to score. They will make you pay if they come up with a turnover. But, yeah, Sutton with so far in the ballgame, 17 rushes, 80 yards on the ground. They've really done a pretty good job against this stellar defense for the Hawks.
Here's Sheridan. He's going to run it across the 22, about the 22, 23-yard line. So, again, they try the option play. Sheridan keeps it himself. Tackle is made in there by Joel Wallmeyer. Wallmeyer, the 220-pound junior defensive end for the Hawks. So they bring it up. They're going to give him forward progress to the 24. We'll give him 4 yards in the play. Second down and 6. Sutton is moving from our left to our right here in the second period, and now we have got an injured Hawk. An injured Hawk is down here. Back at about the 20-yard line, and that's the last thing that St. Cecilia needs here going into the playoffs, and that's more injuries. Boy, they have been battling injuries all season long. It looks like Ryan Sheehy might be the guy down here for Hastings St. Cecilia. So we got an injury timeout here for some medical assistance 9 minutes and 15 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Sutton nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field, and that's the case. Ryan Sheehy is coming off of the field now, and there's some assistance. Looks like a left ankle. May have been hurt there in that last play. So Sheehy comes to the bench now for the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. Just another injury. You talk about the MASH unit, Jimmy. It's been the St. Cecilia this year. You know, it goes in cycles. Hastings High has been at the last couple of years, and this year it just seems like it's a Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, it really does, Mike, and we'll watch him down in front of us as Gene Parks brings Ryan Sheehy over. They've got his left knee pad pulled up, so we'll kind of watch as things that develop here.
All right, here's Sutton now with the ball. Busting through there is going to be Betcher, and Betcher brings the ball across to 30 to the 32. St. Cecilia had that stopped after about a 1 or 2 yard gain. Very poor tackling there for the Hawks. Finally, Betcher breaks loose and brings the ball out to the 32-yard line as the Mustangs will move the chains one more time. So Sutton, who had a nice drive in their last possession before the turnover, picking up right where they left off here. First down, 10 yards to go. The Mustangs move the ball out to the 32. Andrew Sheridan, the quarterback. Ball is on the far side hash mark. Sheridan is going to keep it himself, and he's going to be hitting down. He goes. Looked like a lot of confusion there, Jimmy. Looked like Sheridan wanted to hand it off.
Second and 10.
Wanted to hand it off, and he ran into his trailing back there, and he's going to be brought down as they just drop him down here after about a yard gain.
Yeah, just a little confusion. Very fortunate just to pick up some positive yardage as Sutton continues on this drive. As we've said, they've been fairly successful running in between the tackles. Kind of a surprise against this big Hawk defense.
Here's a pitch back now to a C-back. He's got the ball trying to get outside. 35, 36, 37-yard line, and he's popped out of bounds. So they run that quick pitch to the short side of the field, which is the far side here at Duncan. And he's run out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. So Sutton is going to be looking at third down at about 5 yards to go. We got 7:54 to play here in the second quarter. Cody Jackson in on the last stop there for the Blue Hawks.
Seabeck with a nice evening so far, 9 carries and 38 yards, as we had mentioned. It's kind of been a three-man wrecking crew to here tonight. The quarterback, Sheridan, has done a nice job coming in and spelling the injured Lance Spongberg tonight. Now wide receivers all over for Sutton.
Sheridan will be in the shotgun, and here's a little reverse play from a wide receiver coming back there, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield, and down he goes. That's Reed Wiebe coming back to get the ball. He was lined up as a wide receiver to the left side, and he is thrown for a loss by Jordan Consbrook as he brings him down back at the 34-yard line, so a huge loss, and now it's fourth down at about 9 yards to go.
When you talk about big guys that can run well, that's Jordan Consbrook, 235 pounds on that end. He was able to get across there and bring the ball carrier down in Wiebe for about a 4-yard loss.
Here's a Sam Grease back into the ball game to do the punting chores. End-over-end kick is going to be picked up here by the Hawks at the 30-yard line, back to the 35 to the 40, 45, 50 inside Sutton territory, all the way down to the 48-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Matt Kissinger for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Kissinger puts the Hawks down in a good field position. They're down at the 48-yard line of Sutton. That was a 35-yard kick and about a 21-yard return. So now St. Cecilia in a great field position again.
Exactly. And look where the Hawks have the football inside Mustang territory to the 49-yard line. The Hawks with 219 yards of total offense in the football game, and they're looking for more here.
20 to nothing, St. Cecilia out on top. Early in the contest, we're in the second period. Hawks will go with their spread set. Wide receiver split to the right side. Hamburger in the shotgun. He drops back to throw, throws it to the far side. It's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. Tipped and almost intercepted there for the Sutton Mustangs. Getting their hands on it there is going to be Austin Rath. Rath, a 150-pound sophomore, nearly picked that one off, Jim, and he would have been off to the races.
Yeah, just looking for a receiver over in the flats. And Hamburger, very fortunate that wasn't picked off. That was right in the hands of Rath. they would have taken over inside of Hawk territory. So a good defensive play as St. Cecilia had wide receivers all over the football field, sending them down deep here. With 6:39 left to go here till halftime, Hawks comfortably ahead here, 20-0.
St. Cecilia looking for another win here tonight. This would be number 21. They were 13-0 last year. This would be 8-0 this year. Here's a hamburger, play action pass. Nope, he's going to run it himself. He's across the 50-yard line, 45 down to the 40, down to about the 39-yard line before he is tackled there by Sutton. Andrew Sheridan ending the stop there for the Mustangs. You're hearing a lot of these guys that go both ways, Jimmy, for Sutton, and it's just a matter of time before the Hawks really wear this team down. And, in fact, it could be taking effect right about now.
Well, and you look at the depth on the sideline, St. Cecilia with obviously more players than Sutton has, but exactly right, Mike. St. Cecilia has more of that personnel that just plays one way, and that makes it so much better as you get later into a football game. The guys are more fresh.
First down, 10 yards to go. Hawks with the ball at the 38-yard line. Hamburger again has got the ball. He's at the 35, and he gets it down to about the 34-yard line where he is spilled right there. Tackle is made in there by Sutton. Another big boy, Michael Cox, coming up to make this stop there. Cox is listed at 190 and a junior. He looks a lot bigger than that. A pickup on the play of about 4 yards. Second down, 6 yards to go. 5:53 to play here in the second period. The Hawks are grinding for yet another touchdown. They've had the ball 3 times. They have scored 3 times.
Phil Hamburger having a good night, throwing the football 58 yards on 3 pass attempts. Also rushing the football tonight, 6 carries, 82 yards. That one touchdown that came early in the ball game from 54 yards.
Hamburger up under center. He's going to hand the ball away. A little reverse play, and busting through there across the 30, down to about the 29-yard line. Carrying the ball there was Jace Jackson. Jace Jackson down to the ball game there for St. Cecilia as he moves the ball down to about the 28. Should be very close to a first down. The officials will look to the far side, and there's the indication of first down. So Jace Jackson down to the ball game. He lined up as that little wing back on the left side of this formation, a wing backer in that little wing formation. He picks up the first down. First down and 10 for the Blue Hawks at the 28 of Sutton.
10 first downs for the Hawks now as Jace Jackson gets in the action. That was 7 yards. Cody Jackson having a good night. 5 carries, 32 yards for the Hawks. There's going to be several guys with individual numbers tonight that will be huge.
Here's a hamburger again. Pitch back comes. This is Cody Jackson getting outside 30, 25, 20, 15, and he's going to be run out of bounds here on the near side. So Jace Jackson, now Cody Jackson, and Cody brings the ball down the near sideline, finally run out of bounds here. That's a Nels Johnson knocking him out of bounds here on the near side at about the 15. So the Jackson brothers, and it's just a matter of time before the Jacksons get going, huh?
6 carries, 45 yards for Cody Jackson. I remember this last year, the Jacksons went wild. We had some Jackson 5 music last year. This year, no difference. The Jacksons really a huge part of this St. Cecilia football team.
They say he stepped out of bounds here at the 15-yard line. Hamburger quick throw out to the far side. He's going to be caught there. Running with a football at the 10-yard line, down to the 5, and he's run out of bounds.
Matt Kissinger.
Picking off the pass there from Phil Hamburger. Just a quick little throw out to the right side. Kissinger was left all alone out there. And he picks up the first down and more as he takes the ball down to the 4-yard line. St. Cecilia making this one look easy here tonight.
70 yards now of passing. All the receptions made by Matt Kissinger as he takes that one off the right side, right in front of that ever-so-gifted chain gang we have on the far side. He picks up 12 yards, the 12th first down. The Hawks knocking on touchdown door again. Ball spotted inside the 5.
In between the 4 and the 5, you've got Ellie in the backfield along with Jackson. They're going to give the ball to Ellie. He slips one tackler. He takes the ball close to the end zone. He is in there. Touchdown. Devin Ellie takes it in for a touchdown. As St. Cecilia has scored again with 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the second quarter, and it's now 26-0. St. Cecilia with the lead.
Ellie having a good night now. 7 carries and 68 yards for Ellie from that fullback position as he just goes right between the tackles, hits the defensive line. But again, Ellie with some strong legs in there, bowls his way across the goal line. And again, the Hawks will line up and go for 2 here.
Ellie will stay in the backfield along with Jackson. They're lined up in the I formation. Here's Hamburger. He wants to throw the ball. He does over here on the left side. It's going to be caught for the two-point conversion. They get the ball to Matt Kissinger. So Kissinger gets the reception there. The two-point conversion is good. St. Cecilia has got the lead now late in the first quarter. All Blue Hawks here in this one as expected. St. Cecilia rolling to their 8th victory here tonight of the season, trying to complete another undefeated season. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Sutton nothing.
Buy two, get two free right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17-2XS and P235-40R17-2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
KHAS.
Other games going on tonight. Ravenna is out on top of Southern Valley 6-0. Superior out on top of Donovan Trumbull 7-6. Kearney Catholic 14, Blue Hill 3. Bertrand leading Sumner Eddyville Miller by the score of 12-6. Those are the early scores in from high school football here tonight. So you're Superior Wildcats with a lead over Donovan Trumbull here tonight.
Yeah, the Cats, I believe, need that win to get into the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. A very important game. A lot of these games coming down tonight and tomorrow night, very important for some local teams.
Here's the kickoff again. It's going to be down to about the 2-yard line. Sutton will have a chance to bring this one out across the 10 to the 15 to the 20 to the 23-yard line. And that's where Sutton will start as Wiebe brings the ball back there. Tackle is made on the special teams by Colin Ellie for Hastings St. Cecilia. And now the Mustangs just trying to get something going here in this football game. They've fallen behind 28-0.
Well, they have attempted two passes, and one of those was picked up by Philip Hemberger on the earlier on this last quarter. And then rushing the football 91 yards on 24 carries for Sutton. They have been able to move the football on the ground a little bit against this St. Cecilia defense. But, boy, when St. Cecilia gets the football back, it doesn't take them long. The Hawks now with 273 of offense.
All right, here's Sheridan with the ball as he bellies to the first guy, and he's going to take the ball himself, and he's not going to go far. Sheridan brings the ball to the 24, across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. So a pickup of about 2 yards in the play. Sheridan, you're right, it's been a three-man show so far for the Mustangs with Sheridan and also a Seabeck and a Betcher. I don't think anybody else has even carried the ball here for Sutton here in the ballgame. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Mustangs have the ball at their own 26. Working from our left to our right. Wide receivers split out to the left side this time. Sheridan up under center. Backs in the I formation. Sheridan backs up. Here comes the pressure. Sheridan's going to run it. And he's going to be sacked. He's going to be sacked inside the 25-yard line back here at the 22. Nathan Susie in on the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. He will be credited with a sack. That's going to be his second sack of the 2010 season.
Well, we talked about the three running back race that Sutton has. Sheridan with 34 yards tonight. Seabeck with 38. And Betcher with 24 yards. As we had mentioned, the Mustangs now with 88 yards of total offense in the ball game. Everything on the ground. As we said, one pass fell incomplete. The other one was intercepted as Sutton will attempt here a third down and 12.
All right, they fake it one way. Now they throw it back to the near side of the 20. The ball is going to be caught here, 25-30, and he's going to be run out of bounds at about the 35. So now they go to the air against the St. Cecilia defense as they go to a Reed Wiebe, and Wiebe does a nice job getting across the first down stakes and more as he brings it out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. So a nice pickup, and now Sutton has got a first down here against the Hawks.
Yeah, 16-yard gain out to Wiebe as he's able to ramble downfield in front of the Hawk bench. And a nice play, the seventh first down for Sutton tonight, the longest play from scrimmage. But that play was nearly all for naught as Jordan Consbrook nearly got in there and batted down that Sheridan pass. But it went complete for a nice game.
So now Sheridan comes back up to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to keep the ball on the ground here to Betcher. And he's not going to go far as he brings it maybe for a yard. 3:16 to play. We'll check all the scores coming up for you at halftime here tonight. Got plenty of scoring to talk about. Again, Hastings College off this weekend, so no Coach Merck this week. Enjoying the week off.
I'm sure that he is.
I'm sure he's getting ready for Morningside. It's going to be a tough task when the Broncos get back to action next week.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a week off, but then to prepare for a football team in Morningside. Very talented up there in Sioux City.
Here's Sheridan again. He's going to scramble with the ball as he wanted to throw it, and finally he's going to be snowed under back here at the 35. The line of scrimmage was the 38. He's going to lose 3 yards on the play as Sheridan wanted to take the ball downfield, but he is tackled as the production broke down and a loss on the play. And Sutton is now going to be looking at a third down situation, third down and 10 yards to go.
Well, we talk about the physicality up front with the front four of St. Cecilia, but then you've got that speed, the secondary. You've got Kissinger back there, Jackson back there, Hamburger back there. They are tremendous defensive backs for Randy Ahrens. They can lock up with the best of the receivers, and it makes it tough.
All right, third down and long. Here's a pitch back to Seabeck. Seabeck trying to get outside. He's at the 35-yard line and loses one man at the 40. He's now to the 43-yard line, and he's going to be stopped short of a first down as he's brought down right there at the 43. He had to take it to about the, 45 for the first down. So Sutton is going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. Mustangs now looking at fourth down at about 2 yards to go. The Mustangs trailing in the ball game by a score of 28-0. I think if you're Sutton, you go for this one right here. Out toward midfield, you're down already 28-0 toward the end of the second quarter, and that's the case. Mustangs going to go for it here in fourth down and 2 yards to go. Football at the 43-yard line of Sutton. Sheridan up under center, looks over the defense, trying to get the Blue Hawks to jump up front. I think they got the job done. St. Cecilia jumping up front, and that's going to cost him 5 yards and an easy first down there. Sheridan comes up to the line of scrimmage, had that hard count, and somebody on the right side of the defensive line jumps. That'll give him 5 yards and a first down.
That is the eighth first down for Sutton. That one there comes by the way of a penalty. Not very many penalty flags thrown in this ball game. There's only been four to what I have credited this evening, so a very error-free ball game here played by both teams.
All right, 1:21 to play now here in the second quarter. Sutton has got a first down following the penalty on St. Cecilia. Here's Sheridan. He fakes the ball to Betcher, and he's going to carry it himself across to 50 to the 49 of St. Cecilia, where he is brought down into play. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks. The guys to bring him down, Chase Bassett, number 16. Also, Devin Alley, I think the inside linebacker, also in on the stop there for the Blue Hawks. So that was a pickup of about 2 yards. Second down, 8 yards to go. Clock is running. We're inside a minute to play here in the second quarter. Sutton is out toward the midfield stripe. And now Sheridan wants to throw. Looks downfield. Now swings it out here. The ball is going to be juggled and dropped. Intended receiver for Sutton on the play was number 24, Justin Hale, who's into the ball game. Incomplete pass as Hale cannot hang onto it there. So now the clock is stopped at the 42-second mark. Third down and 8 yards to go for the Mustangs at the St. Cecilia 48.
Probably just as well that Hale dropped that football. That football was thrown a little bit high, and he was juggling it above his head. In the meantime, here comes the St. Cecilia defense waiting to put a whopping hit on Hale. That would have been a bad deal there for Hale if he made that reception. Ball's incomplete. Second down and 8 here. Ball just into Hawk territory at the 49.
Actually, third and 8 now on the incomplete pass. And now Sheridan wants to throw the football. He can't find anybody. He's going to scramble. He takes it to the 45 to the 43-yard line. So Sheridan wanted to take the ball downfield again. Couldn't find anybody downfield. Joe Graffel finally brings him down for St. Cecilia. So, again, it's going to be a fourth down situation here for Sutton. We're down to 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. If you're just joining us, it's been all Hastings St. Cecilia in this first half. 28-0, Blue Hawks out on top. Looking for their eighth win here the 2010 season. Playoffs will get underway next week. Official pairings will be out from the NSAA coming up this Saturday. And now as Sutton comes up to the line of scrimmage, they will call a timeout. So they let a majority of the time run out there, Jimmy. Now they finally burn a timeout with 4.5 seconds to play, maybe trying to set up one last play here of the second quarter. We'll take a break. 4.5 seconds to play. Second period. This score is Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Sutton nothing.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery. Helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. 4.5 seconds to play here in the second period. It's 28-0. Blue Hawks have the lead. As we take a look at the St. Cecilia bench, we see Ryan Sheehy. The pads have come off. And he's got an ice pack on his left knee, so that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. You can ill afford, I don't care what level of football on or what stage of the season you're in, you just can ill afford to have injuries. And Sheehy, a very part of that offensive, big part of that offensive line, he's in there left tackle and also plays defensive line. Last play here of the first half.
All right, Sheridan in the shotgun is going to throw the ball downfield. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off there. That's Jackson with the ball, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, 45-40. Down the sideline. Look, he's going to turn on the afterburners. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. You don't think he's got some speed, Jimmy?
That is absolutely tremendous. Trying to get a spot down there where that was picked off. Sheridan threw the ball deep downfield. I believe that was right around the, about the, 11-yard line?
I'll buy that.
11-yard line with our vantage point here, very tough to see. But he picks it off over there and then just simply takes it upfield, picks up a couple of good blocks. But, again, the speed is tremendous by Jackson. He shifts into overdrive at about the 40-yard line. Nobody going to bring him down. So we'll credit him with an 89-yard touchdown. Interception return for a touchdown. And as Sutton tries to make something happen on the last play of the first half, the St. Cecilia defense makes some pay. And Randy Aarons with all smiles right now in this ballgame.
So an 89-yard interception return for a touchdown for Cody Jackson. It is now 34-0. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead, and obviously we're going to have a short second half here. We're going to have a running clock again. St. Cecilia's, most of their games have been by running clock this year. Their closest game this year, Jimmy, was 30-0. That was their closest game that they played this year.
Well, it's just been tremendous. We talked about their defense is outstanding. Their offense is very quick and very they can get on you in a hurry, and they have got on top of the Mustangs here early tonight. As Matt Kissinger will be into the game here to attempt the PAT. No time left on the clock. So this will be the last play of the first half.
All right, he missed one earlier tonight. Ball is down. The kick is up. And this one is going to be knocked over to South Harms. It's up there. It is good. It's through the pipes. So the PAT is good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So St. Cecilia looking mighty fine here as they get tuned up for the 2010 Class C2 state football playoffs here tonight. They went on an 8-play, 71-yard drive and got into the end zone for a touchdown in their first series tonight. St. Cecilia has not had to punt here in the first half. And then they get a big defensive touchdown, 89-yard interception return for a touchdown from Cody Jackson, and Hastings St. Cecilia mauling the Sutton Mustangs here tonight at high school football. It is halftime here tonight at Duncan Field. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Sutton nothing.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. We're at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Mustangs. The score is 35-0. St. Cecilia has done everything that they've wanted to do here in this football game here tonight. They have not punted in the first half, and the Hawks are rolling along here tonight as action unfolds here at Duncan Field. So St. Cecilia, they were 13-0 last year. They won the Class C1 State High School Football Championship. They are 7-0 so far this season. It looks like they're going to go to 8-0 after this one, as they are a comfortable lead, 35-0 here at halftime over the Sutton Mustangs. We'll throw up the halftime numbers for you. We got some other scores coming up from throughout the Cornhusker State tonight as we get you some scores during our halftime break here this evening. Again, half of the games are being played tonight, the other half being played tomorrow across the state. We'll give you the scoring, first of all, in this contest here tonight. St. Cecilia took the opening possession as they went 71 yards and 8 plays. They got a 2-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger. Point after touchdown was no good. And with 5 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the first quarter, it was 6-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Sutton couldn't do anything with the ball. St. Cecilia got it back. One play, 54 yards. Phil Hamburger takes it to the house. The point after touchdown was no good. St. Cecilia jumped out to a 12-0 advantage over Sutton. St. Cecilia gets the ball back in the second quarter. This time they go to the air. A 9-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger. The 2-point conversion was good. That made their score 20-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. The Hawks again, a 4-yard touchdown run from Devin Alley this time with 4:54 to play in the second period. The 2-point conversion was good. It was 28-0 in favor of the Hawks. Then on the last play of the first half, Sutton trying to catch the Hawks asleep. On the contrary, St. Cecilia picks it off. Cody Jackson picks it off at the 11-yard line and rumbles 89 yards for the score. The point after touchdown was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton tonight by a score of 35-0. We'll take a break and come back. We're at halftime here tonight at Duncan Field. Again, the Hawks out on top of the Sutton Mustangs, 35-0. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton at halftime, 35-0. And it appears we'll have a running clock here in the second half as the Hawks have looked very good here, Jimmy, as a tune-up to the Class C2 state playoffs. The Hawks are rolling along here tonight.
Wow, they are. They are everything they're made up to be. And I can see what it's tough to do a St. Cecilia football game as far as a radio guy goes. You don't know who to pick for player of the game because when I start giving you numbers now, we're going to have candidates. We're going on top of candidates here this evening. Lots of guys touching the football for Carl Tesmer and his troops tonight. And defensive side of things, some guys playing some well football over there, but some big numbers turned in by St. Cecilia this evening. We'll start with the passing game. Phil Hamburger, 4 of 5 passing tonight, 73 yards, 1 touchdown. The interesting thing about that is the 5 pass attempts have all went to Matt Kissinger. 4 receptions for Kissinger tonight and 73 yards for that young man tonight, who also does the kicking duties and plays in the secondary for Randy Aaron. So a huge night throwing the football around for Phil Hamburger. The Hawks have rushed the football 20 times tonight for an even 200 yards, so 273 of total offense. And according to my little calculator, that's 10.8 yards per play for the Hawks here this evening. 12 first downs for St. Cecilia. We look at some individual numbers. This is what I was talking about. Ellie, 6 carries, 66 yards, 1 touchdown. Jackson, 6 carries, 45 yards. Phil Hamburger, 6 carries, 82 yards and a touchdown. And then also Matt Kissinger, as we said, 4 receptions and 73 yards and a touchdown. We look on the side of the Sutton Mustangs this evening. Their quarterback, Andrew Sheridan, is 1 of 5 passing for 16 yards. He has thrown 2 interceptions in the football game. One of those cost the Sutton Mustangs dearly as Cody Jackson returned it 89 yards for a touchdown on the last play of the second half. So rushing the football for Sutton, 29 carries tonight, 104 yards, so 110 of total offense. Excuse me, 120 of total offense for Sutton here in the first half. Eight first downs. We talked about the three-headed monster they have rushing the football. Sheridan, the quarterback, with 10 carries tonight and 42 yards. Seebeck with 10 carries and 46 yards. And the fullback in there, Betcher, has six carries and 24 yards this evening for Sutton. But as the coach stepped off the platform, down the ladder and off to the huddle, I think it was, oh boy, yeah, this is a powerful football team. And you have seen them one time against the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. This is my first time seeing them. We knew what they had and what the potential was for St. Cecilia, and it is everything they are made up to be. Defensively, they are tremendous, very physical, very fast. You get on offense, they have those speedsters on that side as well. And all it takes is just a little seam for St. Cecilia to get in the open, and they can take in the distance, and they lead this thing at halftime 35-0.
One concern, I think, for Hastings St. Cecilia is another injury, and we see Ryan Sheehy taking off his pads and taking off his tape and his gloves and things. He will not play the rest of the night. He's got an ice pack on his left knee down here. And remember, Matt Stirrup is still not playing for St. Cecilia. This is the second game he has missed. So they're already without one of their big guys, and now we see another big guy that we so dearly need up there in that offensive line. When we start seeing some teams that match up a little bit better than St. Cecilia. Now Ryan Sheehy hopefully has not suffered a major injury, but he is down on the sidelines and will not play now for the rest of the night.
Yeah, and we'll try to get a word on that before the end of the game. Maybe it's just precautionary measures, as you're not going to probably see a whole lot of the starters in here much after the first snap of the second half, as we'll have the continuous clock just to try to keep these kids healthy. But we'll just hope that that's a minor injury, and with a little bit of treatment, he's able to go next week.
All right, chase down to Doc Herbert. We'll try to get an official
there. I'll do better. I see Pops right down in front of me. We'll get an update from him.
All right, we still got a couple of minutes to go before the second half here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Mustangs in high school football. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 35 and Sutton nothing. We'll come back and check some scores throughout the area as we continue with high school football on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. Got some other scores to pass along to you on this Thursday night edition of high school football tonight. Superior is out on top of Donovan Trumbull at halftime. It is Superior 7 and Donovan Trumbull 6. Bertrand is leading Sumner Eddyville Miller. It is 20-12. They are late in the second quarter. Alma 7, Elm Creek 7. That is at halftime. Of course, here at Duncan Field, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sutton. It is 35-0. Some other scores. Now we see Bertrand has jumped out on top of Sumner Eddyville Miller. The score is 20-12 as they near halftime. Kearney Catholic has got a 14-3 lead over Blue Hill. Grand Island Central Catholic 6 and Minden 6. And at halftime, Pleasanton is leading Lindsay Holy Family by the score of 54-24. Other scores that we see in Hayes Center is out on top of Layton. That's at the end of the first quarter. It's Hayes Center 22 and Layton 16. So an explosive first quarter out west as Hayes Center, rather Hayes Springs, has got the lead over Layton by the score of 22-16. They are at the end of the first quarter. So it's 35-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Hawks got rolling early. It was 12-0 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia adding two offensive touchdowns and a defensive touchdown in that second period. And it's 35-0 with the Blue Hawks out on top. We've got more high school football coverage coming your way tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Jimmy and I will be out in Lexington. The Lexington Minutemen will get ready to take on the Adams Central Patriots tomorrow night. On the air with Pigskin Preview at 6 o'clock. It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. Adams Central needs to win to get into the Class B state high school football playoffs next week. So a win for Adams Central would also help out Hastings High, who's going to be in action tomorrow night at Lloyd Wilson Field. The Tigers have a tough test with Grand Island Northwest tomorrow night. And we'll have that ball game on our network of stations. That'll be on ESPN 1550 KICS tomorrow night. That'll be a 6:45 pregame show, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. So the Tigers on KICS, the Patriots here tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. And that will wrap up the regular season already. We'll get into the playoff football coming up next week. Where did the season go, huh?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it at all with the way the weather has been. It has been tremendous weather we have had for the past few months. And as we started the season out, looked like it was going to be a long season. Here we are already, things coming to an end with the regular season and the playoffs getting going. It won't be long before you start viewing some round ball.
Well, I was just going to tell you, I already did some work this week as we get set for the Hastings College basketball season. They're going to get underway next week. Both the women's and men's teams will get underway next week, so do a little preliminary work on that as the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will get an early start in the 2010-2011 season. So we've got the second half coming up here tonight from Duncan Field and Hastings. We will take another break and come right back. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Sutton nothing. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at Duncan Field and Hastings. Got a couple of other scores that have come into us. Ravenna is out on top of Southern Valley now at halftime. The score is 35-0. Southwest is leading Elwood by a score of 28-14. They're at halftime. Amherst has got a halftime lead over Wilcox Hildreth tonight, 28-8. The final score, and actually a halftime score in that one. So Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here, 35-0, as we look forward to a second half. We're going to have a continuous clock again for the Hawks.
Yeah, we are. As things get going here, as a 35-point rule, the clock will be running continuously here in the second half. Had to touch on one thing, though. Walking in here this afternoon, a beautiful playing facility. They do a tremendous job, the city does, getting this field ready to go. It may be not great conditions for us up here. The weather's good tonight. But one thing I noticed tonight walking in, what has happened to Randy Ahrens? He has lost a whole other body off him.
Yeah,
he was down there shooting in signals and waving and fanning. I was afraid he was going to take off. He's so light. A lot of off-season work.
Maybe he ought to help us out, huh?
maybe he ought to put us on his weight loss program. Yeah. Yeah, coach is looking real good.
Whatever his plan is, it hasn't worked for us. It definitely has not worked for us.
No.
I'm just happy that this 2x10 is holding up.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. You know, it's a industrial it's an industrial usage 2x10, I can tell you that. I know the Mangers boys upstairs, they guaranteed me it'd hold both of us. So
all right.
As long as we got the M&S boys saying we're good to go, then I'll deal with it.
All right, so if you're a Sutton Mustang fan, here's the bad news. You got to kick off to begin the second half, and St. Cecilia has not yet punted in the football game tonight.
No, they haven't. And back, Cody Jackson going to be back there. He returned that interception right at the end of the half, 89 yards for the touchdown. So, again, with the starters in, primarily most of the starters, we said Ryan Sheehy down here on the sidelines in front of us. He will not return in the ball game. We'll try to get a word on him by the end of the game. I would imagine you're going to see the starters for a couple of series in this second half.
I'll say one.
One, maybe?
Maybe, yeah, maybe
you
one.
You just can't afford to this late in the season, ending the season undefeated, going into the playoffs with any more injuries than the Hawks have already sustained.
Sam Grease will have the ball teed up here. Or is it? They got a new man kicking the football out here for Sutton as well as they begin the second half of play. They're going to pooch it down along the ground. Maybe that's why St. Cecilia will cover things up at the 35-yard line. So St. Cecilia covers the ball up here and making the reception. There was Nick Brouillette. So Brouillette, a sophomore, 130-pounder, just goes down to his knees to grab that one as they kind of pooched it down along the ground. Probably didn't want to let Cody Jackson have a chance at returning a kick, too, huh?
No, that's pretty smart there with all the speed that was back deep. Kissinger back there also. You just don't want to kick to those guys with the blocking that they could get. They could take it the distance again. So the Hawks will take over here in the 35-yard line, 11:34, just beginning the third quarter.
Again, we'll have a running clock here in the second half of play as Hamburger is going to stay in there. At quarterback, he's going to hand the ball off. That's Ellie with the ball. Ellie brings it close to the 40-yard line before he's brought down there by Matthew Betcher for the Sutton Mustangs. So Betcher into the stop there for Sutton, but not before Ellie picks up about 6 yards in a play as he brings it out here to about the 41. The ball resting between the 40 and the 41. Hawks will move from our left to our right here in this third quarter. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 35-0, looking to wrap up another undefeated season, another undefeated regular season. They went 13-0 last year. This will be their eighth straight win here to start the 2010 season. And they have a wing off to the left side now as Hamburger looks over the defense up under center. He's going to take it down the line of scrimmage. Pitchback will come. That's going to be Jackson. Jackson at the 40-yard line where he is corralled there and thrown out of bounds on the far side. So Jackson trying to use his speed to get outside there, and he was brought down by the Sutton Mustangs. Betcher again over there. Betcher's had a good ball game there for Sutton, both offensively and defensively, but not a lot to go along with it. Third down and 5 yards to go. No gain in the play there by Action Jackson.
No, and a good job by Jackson just trying to get some positive yardage there. As he was grabbed a couple of yards deep in the backfield, was able to spin away from a would-be tackler, and then he was knocked down to the ground after a short gain, third and about 4 yards here for the Hawks.
From the 41-yard line, here's a handoff again to Ellie. Just goes straight ahead. Right in the teeth of the buzzsaw across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. That's going to be a first down. So they go with that big fullback there, the fullback trap. It has worked all season long for St. Cecilia and is working here again tonight as Ellie takes the ball all the way up to the 47-yard line. It is first down and 10 now for the Blue Hawks, just underway here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia already leading by the score of 35-0 here in this football game.
8 carries, 89 yards now for Ellie. That's some big numbers for a fullback, but it's all been between the tackles. Good blocking up front. Hawks putting up some big numbers again tonight.
All right, Baxter going to split out now in that wing formation. Cody Jackson is split to the right side. Here comes Kissinger in motion to the near side, and somebody jumped up front. The Sutton Mustangs jumping on the right side of the defensive line. Looks like Luke Drudick. Luke Drudick jumping up front there for the Sutton Mustangs. I think St. Cecilia is now starting to send in some subs into the ball game. Joe Groffel, I think, is into the contest now at running back for St. Cecilia instead of Ellie. So Joel Groffel, we're going to see. You think the first half was tough, Jimmy, from our advantage point here at Duncan Field. When Carl starts sending everybody but the water boy in there, we're going to see all kinds of folks into the contest here for acing St. Cecilia.
Yeah, it is Groffel in there at the fullback. Jackson's still in at the wing.
Yeah, Jackson is off to the right side. Here comes Kissinger in motion out of the near side as St. Cecilia has got the ball to 47. And again, we got penalty flags. And again, the Sutton Mustangs jump up front. Another offsides call. So back-to-back offsides calls on the Sutton defense. That brings the ball down to the Sutton 42-yard line. Hawks again looking at a first down here.
Well, when things continue to go wrong, they start snowball effecting, and that's what's happening here as the Hawks there, via the penalty, pick up their 14th first down on the evening into Sutton territory. They'll spot it down at the 42-yard line here, first and 10, just inside 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
And now we see Chase Bassett coming into the football game. We're going to have Hamburger up under center this time. He fakes the ball to Groffel, takes the ball himself across the 40 at the 35-yard line, down his feet, down to the 30 where he's spilled down there. So again, Hamburger carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. He has really come out and had a sensational year for the Blue Hawks. Of course, Simon Ostrander was the starting quarterback coming out of fall camp out of the two-a-days. Simon got injured early in the season against the Kearney Catholic in the first ball game of the season. And Hamburger has come on and filled in quite nicely here for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Seven carries, 92 yards for Hamburger. And, yeah, we knew it was going to be a tight competition between him and Ostrander. When Ostrander went down, they were very comfortable with putting Hamburger in there, and he has had a tremendous year guiding this Hawk offense.
All right, the ball is on the far side hash mark. First down, 10 yards to go. Here's a quick pitch play. It's going to come to the near side with the ball at the 30-yard line to the 25, and he's going to be spilled down there. That's a Jackson still in there carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. Brought it to the wide side of the field, trying to use Cody's speed to get outside, but Sutton was over there nicely that time. He did pick up 8 yards in the play, though. But every time Jackson carries the ball, you just hold your breath if you're opposing team, because we saw his speed, and that's an interception return for a score right at the end of the first half.
Yeah, as we said, Jackson has got tremendous speed. There are several guys in this Hawk offense that can really just hit the seam and take it the distance, but Joe Groffel doing a good job blocking out in front of Cody Jackson on that last play.
All right, Hamburger up under center. They're going to pitch the ball back. Jackson is going to go the other way. He is at the 30-yard line, shakes one tackler. He is hit at the 26, and down he goes at the 25. So Cody Jackson goes right. Cody Jackson goes left. He is brought down on the play. The tackle is made over there by Reed Stone, who's into the ball game now. Reed Stone, a 165-pound sophomore for the Sutton Mustangs. And now St. Cecilia is looking at third down. Third down and about 3 or 4 yards to go here. The ball is sitting squarely at the 25-yard line of Sutton. This is the first offensive possession of the second half, and we're down to 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play.
Well, it doesn't take long when that clock continues to run. There will be no stopping it here this evening. It's going to be a very, very quick second half.
All right, Groffel in the backfield along with Jackson on third down at about 4 yards to go. They're going to hand the ball away to Jackson. Eludes one man. He's got the first down as he piles down for about 4 yards on the play. Finally, the tackle is made in there by Sutton. And coming up to make the stop is going to be Brody Yost. Another sophomore is into the ball game here for Sutton. So Yost makes the stop. 5:20 to play. St. Cecilia has got the ball down here at the 20-yard line. I'm sure St. Cecilia sticks it in here. You're going to see everybody, but
if you're dressed in black pants and a blue top and got a helmet, you're in the football game after this series.
Here's a handoff to Groffel as he takes it straight up the gut. Groffel takes it across the 15 down to about the 13-yard line. Don't say that because I think Rob Osmond had his kid's helmet, and he's dressed in blue tonight. We certainly don't want to see Rob Osmond, who works at the radio station, into the ball game here for St. Cecilia. Pick up on that last play of about 6 yards. Judik in on the stop for Sutton. A pickup of 6 there by Groffel. Second down and 4 yards to go.
That would be scary, but I heard Rob has tremendous breakaway speed.
Second down and 4 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the 14-yard line of Sutton. Here's a Hamburger on a play-action pass. He's going to throw it. It's going to be caught down here. It's into the end zone for a touchdown. That's Consbrook. That was real easy. Consbrook grabbing that one, a 14-yard touchdown pass. Hamburger throws the TD score to Consbrook, and it is now 41-0 St. Cecilia.
Three guys over the right end zone. Cody Jackson was one of them. Also, Matt Kissinger was over there. But coming across the middle, the big tight end, in Jordan Consbrook, and we talked about him on the defensive side of things, at 235 pounds, he is a big, big target. You could see him cutting across the middle of the field. Hamburger hits him right in stride, takes it in for 14 yards out. Now Kissinger in to attempt a point after.
All right, ball is down and the kick is up, and the kick is off of the left side. It is no good. So a PAT is no good, and St. Cecilia puts a 6th spot on the scoreboard here to start this third quarter. 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia now leading Sutton 41-0.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 41-0 now as we tee it up. That was a nice drive there. 9 plays, 55 yards.
Yeah, the Hawks now racking up 328 yards of total offense, and it was capped off by that 14-yard touchdown pass from Hamburger to Consbrook. They made it look simple, and now we see Phil Hamburger doing the kickoff duties.
There comes the run up in the boot. We'll see if the Mustangs can get something going here as they bring the ball out across the 20, out to the 23-24-yard line, and that's where Sutton will start here in this third quarter.
Well, we talked about the starters possibly coming out of the ball game. I see Cody Jackson out there. Consbrook is out there. Hamburger's out there. And let's see, Ellie's out there. Groffel. So a lot of the starters might continue to stay in there for Randy Aarons in the defense with just under 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter.
Well, Sutton had one nice drive in the first half, but could not cash it into points. They'll see what they can do here as they just go back to the ground game here as Matthew Betcher has got the ball as he brings it across the 30 out to about the 31-yard line. So Matthew Betcher, the 210-pound senior fullback, carrying the load there for Sutton as they move the ball out across the 25-yard line. They spot it right at the 30. So a pickup of 6 yards on the play for Betcher.
We talk about that clock running real quick. This is Sutton's first possession in the second half.
Here's a Sheridan, the quarterback, up under center. He's going to hand the ball away again. That's Betcher carrying it, but this time he's going to be stopped after a pickup of only a yard on the play. Tackle is made in there by Jordan Consbrook, the defensive end for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll give him 2 yards as they bring the ball to about the 32. Take it up to about the 34.5 for the first down. So it's third down here for the Sutton Mustangs. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Nels Johnson. Sutton has not thrown the ball a whole lot. Here's a pitch back. And in trouble is going to be the I-back C-back, and he's going to be brought down into play. A loss on the play, so 3 plays and out, and Sutton will have to punt the pig away. A lot of penetration in there. Consbrook in there again. Also Wilhelms in there for St. Cecilia defensively. A loss of a couple of yards in the play, and it's now fourth down. And Sutton will punt the football again. Boy, St. Cecilia's defense looks very, very good.
Yeah, they are something special again. And back deep to return this punt, standing at their own 40-yard line again, is Jackson and Kissinger.
All right, good snap from center. Here comes the kick. They're going to angle it off on the far side. It's not a very good kick, but wide kick to the deep mid, huh?
Yeah.
It goes out of bounds, and we'll see where the officials spot the football. It's going to be up around the midfield stripe here. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Clock is running here, a continuous clock, as we're over the 35-point rule here in the second half. It's 41-0. St. Cecilia has got the lead. And they're going to spot the football at the 47. They're going to spot the football at the 47-yard line of Sutton.
All right, still checking over the starters. It'll be Hamburger in there, quarterback, Bassett, Jackson. So, again, a lot of the starters in there again on this drive.
All right, here comes Josh Trummel, who's the starting center. He's late getting out there for the Blue Hawk offense. Maybe he was about ready to take the rest of the night off, huh? First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the 47-yard line of Sutton. The ball is on the far side hash mark, and now penalty flags and a foul here. It's going to be an illegal substitution on St. Cecilia. So illegal substitution, that's one thing the Hawks have not done a whole lot of tonight, and that's the penalties.
I've got 6 penalties in the ball game. The Hawks with 4 of them. So they've done a pretty good job of error-free football tonight, but it'll cost them 5. They'll push it back into their own territory. They'll spot it down at the 49-yard line here with just about a minute to play here in the third quarter.
All right, Hamburger up under center. Groffel is in the backfield along with Jackson. Here's a handoff to Groffel, busting through there. He's at the 50-45 down to the 41-yard line. Joel Groffel carrying the football there. A tackle is made in there by the Sutton Mustangs, and making the stop is going to be Reed Wiebe again, number 30. That's a nice play there by Groffel as he takes it right in the teeth of the buzzsaw. Takes it down to the 41-yard line of Sutton. That's going to bring up a second down and five, a pickup of about 10 yards there by Joel Groffel, who's now into the ball game for St. Cecilia, running the load at fullback.
Yeah, he's spelling Ellie in there at fullback, but again, in between the tackles, St. Cecilia is so dominating in there. That trap play has worked all night long, let alone all season long, and they pick up nine of the 15 there, so second down and nearly six here, inside 20 seconds here to go in the third.
Groffel, just a sophomore, too. He's going to be a good one. Here comes another penalty on St. Cecilia. Another substitution penalty on the St. Cecilia. I think as Carl continues to shuttle some players in, they're picking up some penalties, and Carl is not happy with the call here with 10 seconds to play. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter, I do believe, as the clock is already running. We're down inside 4-3-2-1, and that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books here tonight. Sutton has had the ball once here in the second half for three plays. St. Cecilia has scored one touchdown here in the second half, and the Blue Hawks now have a comfortable lead over Sutton. The score is 41-0. Sutton trailing in the contest. You're listening to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field as we start the fourth and final quarter here tonight. 41-0, the Blue Hawks have the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball, second down, 10 yards to go. They've got it at the Sutton 46-yard line. Hawks now moving right to left here in this fourth and final quarter. Here's a handoff now for St. Cecilia. This is a Bryce Faber who's into the ball game now as Faber takes the ball to the 44. So it's now third down. So St. Cecilia now into their third and fourth string running backs out there tonight.
Yeah, we'll start checking the changes here as the starters come off the field. A nice three quarters of football. That's pretty much what it's been all season long as they usually play the first three. Been commanding leads going into the fourth quarter, and they'll be off the field. And we'll check the starters.
All right, we're going to have a new quarterback in there as well for St. Cecilia. This is going to be Xander Schmidt. Xander Schmidt into the ball game now for St. Cecilia at quarterback as he hands the ball away. And this could be a mess here in the fourth quarter as everybody's going to get some playing time here tonight. That's Groffel carrying the ball for a yard or so. Tackle is made in there by Justin Hale for Sutton defensively. But now St. Cecilia, they're going to have to punt for the first time here tonight, and it's going to happen in the fourth quarter. So here comes the punt team out. St. Cecilia looking at fourth down and 9 yards to go from the Sutton 45-yard line.
It'll be Kissinger in to do the punting, but remember, a couple of back-to-back penalties on illegal substitutions put them back in some uncomfortable areas, and they were unable to get the first down. So, first punt of the night, and he'll get this one away from about his own 42-yard line.
Snap comes back about knee high. There's a terrible kick. It's off of the right side of his foot. It's going to bounce at the 33-yard line of Sutton, and it's going to go out of bounds. Remember, the line of scrimmage was the 45. It's going to go out of bounds down at about the 32-yard line. A 13-yard kick, that's not going to help his punting average one bit. Hamburger, or rather Kissinger, was coming in averaging 38.1 yards per kick, but he gets away a boomer, a 13-yard kick here, his first opportunity of the night.
It may be you, because he was 30 of 33.
Yeah.
Coming in, you said that tough time up at Donovan Trumbull. So we're going to check. Could be you coming to the football games.
We're going to not have excess anymore, huh?
Have you put your Halloween mask on, incognito.
First down, 10 yards to go. Sutton has got the ball on their own 33. They're going to run it here. That's Sheridan with it. Sheridan across the 35 out to the 39-yard line. So Sheridan carrying the ball there for Sutton. Quarterback keeper there. Takes it around the right end as he brings it up between the 39 and the 40-yard line. Clock is running. We're in the fourth quarter. 9:36 to play. Hawks leading 41-0. This one has not been in doubt here tonight.
No, it really hasn't from the get-go. It's been all St. Cecilia as they have racked up 328 yards of total offense to Sutton's 124.
Two wide receivers split to the left side. Hand off there to a C-back and a little reverse play, and his knee goes down, and he's going to be tackled back here. Consbrick knocks him down, a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Knee went down at about the 37. You look up and see Consbrick, my knee would be going buckling too.
Well,
Consbrick's a big boy over there, 235 pounds, a senior defensive lineman for the Blue Hawks. So it's now third down. Third down at about 5 yards to go. Football is sitting at about the 37-yard line. They got to take it just across to 42 for the first down. Danny Sheridan is up under center here for the Sutton Mustangs. Here's a throw to the far side, and it's going to be incomplete. Again, nearly picked off by the Blue Hawks over there, the right cornerback. That was Jackson again. Jackson's still into the ball game.
And it's Andrew Sheridan, but I appreciate where your thoughts are in the back of your mind saying Danny Sheridan.
Oh, Danny Sheridan?
Danny Sheridan. We know where your mind is tonight.
Andrew Sheridan. He's been Andrew most of the night, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's been Danny here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find out what you know for the weekend.
Maybe he's thinking about putting on the Halloween mask to get out of here. Sutton is going to have to punt the football, but they're going to fake it to the near side. The ball is going to be caught at the 45 to the 50 and run into St. Cecilia territory. That's going to be a first down. So a fake punt here by Sutton as they pull one off here in the fourth quarter. They get the ball to Wiebe, and he is in the St. Cecilia territory at the 47. That will not make the coach happy.
No, nobody back deep for St. Cecilia as they were expecting the punt. They run that fake right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. They pick up 13 yards into St. Cecilia territory, down to the 48. We got 7:36 and counting. That is the ninth first down for the Stangs tonight.
And now Sheridan will be in the gun. He fakes the ball, and he's going to run it himself as he bangs his way to the 46, 45-yard line, where he's going to be drilled right there. So Andrew Sheridan running the football there. Tackle is made in there by number 77, Joel Wallmeyer. A pickup of about 3 yards in the play. So we saw some subs come in on the offensive side of things. Most of the front liners still out there for St. Cecilia on defense. Maybe they need a little work into the fourth quarter, huh?
Well, evidently they do. Yeah, they were over here getting a water break. They put him back into the football game, so very interesting call.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Sheridan drops back to throw, throws it to the far side, way over the head of his intended receiver, trying to get the ball over there to a Sam Grease, but that baby was way overthrown at the 35. 6:45 to play here in the fourth quarter. Coming up, we've got the player of the game. Also, our coach's post-game show. No scoreboard show tonight here on 1230 KHS, as we've got just a handful of area games here tonight. We'll have a complete coverage tomorrow night with a pigskin preview beginning at 6. Pre-game show 6:45, our game of the week tomorrow. We'll have Adams Central playing at Lexington. Then we'll have the scoreboard show. Most of the teams will be playing a Friday night affair, so we'll have the scoreboard show tomorrow night, brought to you by CPI, Mr. Tire. Third down, 7 yards to go. Sheridan straight back, pumps once, now throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Throwing behind his intended receiver down there. Out on the pattern for Sutton right in the center of the field, trying to make the grab, was Nels Johnson. Incomplete pass that was thrown behind Johnson. Would have been a tough reception there for Nels. Fourth down and 7 yards to go. Clock running at the 5:55 mark.
Cesar Tino back there in coverage for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. Again, Sutton really has had a tough time throwing the football around. Looking at their numbers now, 2 of 8 passing are the Sutton quarterbacks for only 29 yards tonight.
So it's fourth down here, 7 yards to go. Sutton will go for it. Dropping back to throw, pumps once, now throws it to the near side, throws it up for a jump ball here. It's incomplete. Trying to take the ball downfield. That's Austin Rath, who was out on coverage there. And St. Cecilia will take over. Back in coverage for the Blue Hawks was Kevin Ryan, who's into the ball game now. So an incomplete pass, and St. Cecilia will come back out offensively, leading in the ball game by a score of 41-0. Hawks led at halftime 35-0. We've had one score here in the second half. That was on the first possession of this second half. St. Cecilia went 9 plays and 55 yards. So that's been the only score since halftime. St. Cecilia back out now. First down, 10 yards to go from the 44. Here's a pitch back and running the ball for St. Cecilia. We got some new folks in there again. Nick Brouillette Brouillette, another sophomore in there, as he brings it down to about the 48-yard line. So Nick Brouillette, who's into the ball game now, a 130-pound sophomore. He's a little shaver.
Well, his brother Blake, injured in the Superior football game last week, did not suit up tonight. Former Packers. What a great deal we have worked on in the Packers over the past years. I have 13 of them on the Hawk roster.
Of course, you're a midget football coach. Xander Schmidt hands the ball away. That's a Groffel busting through their 40. He's at the 35, down to about the 34-yard line. So Joel Groffel carrying the load there. Tackle is made in there by the Mustangs, and that's Brody Yost again coming up to make the stop. Yeah, you got, 13 former Packers that played midget football. They're on the St. Cecilia roster here for the 2010 season.
Yeah, some outstanding products. Ryan Sheehy, one of them that went down, was a Packer. We had his pops as one of the coaches.
Oh, you might know.
Have a lot of fun doing that. But, yeah, I was kind of amazed looking down here. A lot of former Packers here for Carl Tesmer and Randy Aarons.
All right, the ball is at the 35-yard line. Here's a handoff again as Groffel sneaks through there. Groffel bangs off of one guy, bangs off of another one. Nope, that's
Brouillette.
Yeah, that's the other running back in there, Brouillette. Brouillette takes it all the way down inside the 20-yard line. Boy, they're coming in and out now faster than we can catch up with. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be, well, a couple of them come running in here at the last second. Here's Jamison Esch, another sophomore, is into the ball game. Everybody wants a piece of the action here. First down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 13 of Sutton.
I tell you what, Brouillette hadn't gotten any bigger for midget football. He's tough to find behind that offensive line. He goes 20 yards off tackle, and they're lined up here first and 10, knocking on touchdown door again.
And here is Xander Schmidt. He's going to give it to Groffel, and he's going to be stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. They go with that fullback trap there, and Sutton has seen enough of that tonight as a bencher gets in there to bring him down. Only a yard gain in the play, takes it down to the 12. 2:40 to play. We've had the running clock the entire second half, and we're going to get out of here tonight. St. Cecilia will go to 8-0 on the season. They wrap up another undefeated season. This will be the 23rd shutout for Hastings St. Cecilia in the last 4 years. We got some numbers that are pretty shocking as we come up here on the post game of this one. As Hastings St. Cecilia going to put another one into the win column here tonight. Xander Schmidt up under center, pitches the ball back. That's going to be Esch. No, that's going to be Brouillette carrying the ball. Brouillette trying to take it around the left end as he takes it inside the 10 down to about the 9-yard line. It is third down. Third down now and about 8 yards to go for the first down. They need about 11. Actually, they got down to about the 9-yard line. They got to take it down to the 2 for the first down. So third down and 7 for the first down. They need 9 yards for the touchdown. 1:45 to play. I'm sure these third and fourth stringers would like to get in the end zone. Xander Schmidt on the near side hash mark. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right. Here's a handoff again straight up the gap. Brouillette takes the ball into the end zone for the score. Brouillette takes it in there from 9 yards out officially. The second touchdown of the second half. And Brouillette takes it in there for another score. It's now 47-0.
Brouillette with now 27 yards, 3 carries. He gets the trap play right up the middle. A nice hole opened up for him. He was able to get into the end zone. So the Hawks extend their lead now 47-0 with 1:33 left to go. We'll see what the Hawks elect to do. I see Kissinger on the sideline, so they will probably line up. Yeah, they'll line up here. No, actually, no, we got a new kicker. That'll be Xander Schmidt.
All right.
Ball game to attempt this PAT.
So Xander is another sophomore. Was doing the quarterback chores there in that last drive, and now he's going to try his luck at a PAT. Ball is down, and the kick is up there, and the kick is... Did it go through there? Yes, it did. He got the PAT to go through there. 1:33 to play here in the fourth and final quarters. Now Hastings St. Cecilia 48, Sutton nothing.
Buy two, get two free. Right now at your area CPI Mr. Tire, buy two Quiet Riding Cooper Xeon 2XS, the great handling tire that brings fun back to driving. Buy two, get two free. It sizes P225-45ZR17 2XS and P235-40R17 2XS. While quantities last, along with free rotation, mounting, balancing, and road hazard warranty, only at your area CPI Mr. Tire.
K-H-A-S.
Oh, you can't put those Superior Wildcats down. Superior with a lead over Donovan Trumbull tonight in the third quarter. It is 14-6. Minden out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic, 12-6. They're midway through the third quarter. Palmer is leading Shelton 20-8. Some other scores, Bertrand and Sumner Eddyville Miller, they're tied up at 20 points apiece. So, again, this being teacher convention week for most parent-teacher conferences going on throughout a lot of the schools across the state. And with the playoffs next week, half of the teams playing Thursday, half of the teams playing Friday. That's why we have the special edition here tonight. Here's a kickoff by St. Cecilia, drilled into the end zone again, and Superior, rather Sutton, comes back out at the 20-yard line. I got my mind on the catch here tonight.
Yeah, Danny Sheridan and the catch. You can give him all the airtime you want. Former classmates of mine coaching down there, following the Cats along, really turning things around from the last couple of years. Ever since I played, things have kind of drizzled downhill.
How were the Cats when you were playing? You were a golfer back then.
Well,
you also played football a little bit?
We sophomore year, we made the Class B state playoff semifinals. We got beat by O'Neill 6-3, and after that, things...
Not a whole lot to speak of, huh?
My junior and senior year, it was golf, golf, and more golf, and a little more golf. So we'll leave it at that. But the guys have done a great job down there turning the program around.
Matthew Betcher carrying the ball here brings it to the 26. So a pickup of 6. Sutton quickly back up to the line of scrimmage. Here's a pitch back now. It's going to go to Seebeck. Seebeck brings it across to 30. He cuts back to the center of the field to the 35-yard line. Gets away. Nearly fumbled the football. He still got it to the 38, and he's finally going to be brought down. So Seebeck nearly fumbles the ball. Brought it back to the center of the field and slipped a couple of tacklers. Picks up the first down. I think if you're Sutton, you're just looking for the fastest exit out of Duncan Field to get back on the bus.
Well, or a cheap touchdown, and everything right now just merely statistics, as Sutton has been able to pick up a couple of nice gains, but again, inside 30 seconds here in the ballgame.
Here's a Sheridan handing the ball away again. That's just going to go straight ahead. Seebeck across the 40-yard line out to about the 41. So it's going to bring up a second down, but that might be the final play of the football game. We're under 15 seconds to go. Sutton is standing in their huddle, and this has been all St. Cecilia tonight. They're going to get out of here with a win. That's going to be the final play of the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia going to win it here tonight. The Blue Hawks will enter the Class C2 State High School football playoffs with a mark of 8 wins and no losses. The Blue Hawks complete their undefeated season, their undefeated regular season. They've now won 21 games in a row. And the Blue Hawks pick up a win here tonight, 48-0. Over the Sutton Mustangs here this evening. So again, 48-0, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHAS.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over the Sutton Mustangs. The final score of 48-0 as the Blue Hawks get ready to enter the Class C2 state playoffs coming up next week. And again, the pairings will come out this week, probably on Saturday sometime, from the Nebraska School Activities Association. We'll total up all the stats. We've got the post-game show coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Player of the game and the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, Randy Aaron's, expected to join us. St. Cecilia got started in the first offensive possession tonight. 8 plays, 71 yards. They got a 2-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger. Point after touchdown was no good. 6-0 was the score. That's all the Hawks needed here tonight as they pitch another shutout. That came with 5:52 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia in their next possession got a 54-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger. The PAT again was no good. That made the score 12-0. In the second quarter, They went to the air. 9-yard touchdown pass thrown from Hamburger to Matt Kissinger. The two-point conversion was good. At the 9:28 mark, it was 20-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. They added another touchdown run, a 4-yarder from Devin Alley. The two-point conversion good. They made it 28-0. Then in the last play of the second quarter, the Mustangs were driving, but they threw a pass downfield that was picked off by Cody Jackson. They returned it 89 yards for a touchdown. The point after was good. Halftime score 35-0. Running clock in the second half. Had a couple of touchdowns. Their first possession after halftime. St. Cecilia going 9 plays, 55 yards. Phil Hamburger throwing a 14-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Consbrook to make it 41-0. And St. Cecilia's final touchdown came here late in the fourth quarter. They got a 9-yard touchdown run from Nick Bruliat. That made the score 48-0. And the Hawks get out of here with a win here this evening over the undermanned Sutton Mustangs, and probably the understatement of the year, St. Cecilia heading to the playoffs next week, huh?
Yeah, exactly. As we hear Mr. Jackson, the PA announcer, saying, it looks like the Hawks will be in the playoffs this year. They will be, and more than likely probably a number one seed in the C2 playoffs as they make their way towards Lincoln again and again trying to win yet another football state championship. We look at the numbers tonight for the Sutton Mustangs. Not a lot of offense against this Randy Aarons powerful defense. The two quarterbacks combined, actually three different guys threw the football tonight for Sutton as they had a couple of razzle-dazzle plays. They combined for 2-9 passing, 24 yards, 2 interceptions. One of those interceptions came on the last play of the second quarter as Cody Jackson returned at 89 yards down the right sidelines for the touchdown right before halftime. Sutton rushed it 38 times for 136 yards, so 165 of total offense for Sutton this evening, and 10 first downs. We look on the other side of St. Cecilia again, some big numbers put up for the Hawks again tonight. Passing the football around, Phil Hamburger, 5 of 6 passing, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns. Rushing the football, St. Cecilia, 37 carries, 301 yards, so 388 of total offense in the football game, 18 first downs. Individual numbers for the Hawks in the football game. Devin Ellie, 8 carries, 89 yards, 1 touchdown. Cody Jackson, 9 carries, 56 yards. Phil Hamburger also carrying the ball tonight, 7 carries, 92 yards, and 1 touchdown. Matt Kissinger in the first half, 4 receptions, 73 yards, and 1 touchdown. Jordan Consbrook, 1 reception, 14 yards. That was for a touchdown in the third quarter. And Nick Bruliat with 4 carries and 27 yards and 1 touchdown coming late in the ball game. But again, the Hawks are powerful again. I looked at it interestingly enough, though, to begin the game, the Hawks start 9 seniors, 9 out of 11 seniors. That may worry you a little bit if you're a Hawk fan, but you look at some of the sophomores that have seen action tonight. They have seen varsity action pretty much every game this season. That is very important to get those youngsters some varsity action. They are seeing it. This is a tremendous team, and I look forward to seeing the Hawks on down the line, and we'll hear what Randy Aarons has to say here in a little bit.
Get you some scores here. Other games obviously running behind us as St. Cecilia and Sutton had the running clock throughout the entire second half here tonight. At last check, Kearney Catholic was out on top of Blue Hill by a score of 21-3. Minden now leading Grand Island Central Catholic 18-13 in the fourth quarter. Ravenna all over Southern Valley, it is 42-0. And Shelton is leading Palmer by a score of 24-20. That is in the third quarter of play. Stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Yeah, welcome back to Duncan Field. St. Cecilia wins it tonight 48-0 over Sutton. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the same guys that have carried this team all season long. Jimmy, we've got Phil Hamburger, the quarterback. Cody Jackson had a nice night tonight. Boy, you can pretty well put him in a hat and draw one out here tonight, huh?
Well, that's exactly right. I talked about it at the beginning of the game. The hardest thing to do when you're a radio announcer doing St. Cecilia, as we're going to hope to be doing for several games to come till they get to Lincoln, is announcing the Player of the Game. They have so many gifted athletes out there, so many nominees. As we talked about in the ball game, Devinelli, 89 yards, Jackson, 56, Hamburger, 92. Catching the football, Kissinger with a big night. Also, defensively, Hamburger making an interception. Cody Jackson returning that for a touchdown. But a lot of nominees tonight for St. Cecilia.
We'll come back and name a player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Well, you had all those candidates for Hastings St. Cecilia, but the guy who really was in charge of the offense here tonight was Phil Hamburger, the quarterback for St. Cecilia. 5 out of 6 passing tonight, 87 yards, a couple of scores. Ran the ball 7 times for 92 yards and another touchdown. So he accounted for 3 touchdowns tonight, 179 yards of total offense for Phil Hamburger as Hastings St. Cecilia rolls over the Sutton Mustangs tonight. Final score of 48-0 as St. Cecilia completes the undefeated season, the undefeated regular season at 8-0. So Phil Hamburger going to be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190. That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Sutton, a final score of 48-0. As the defensive coordinator for St. Cecilia, Randy Ahrens, will join us on the post game show. And Coach, first of all, nice physique. We must talk about your nice physique. First of all, what happened to you? What happened to you during the off season, bud?
A little discipline, I think, and I needed to make old Dr. Herbert a little bit happy, so I thought I would listen to him and take his advice, but thank you for that. So let's move on to the grill stuff.
I'll tell you what, St. Cecilia looked real good tonight from the outset, right off of the bats, the opening possession. You took it right downfield and really set the tone of the football game after that.
Yeah, excuse me, and that was surprising that, Sutton won the toss and they took the ball, so, you know, we always want to go 3 and out and see how many of those we can get in a row, and then, you know, we are able to take it down and establish the game. And we've said before that a lot of times if you get that first score, you might get them back on their heels, and, you know, they're not sure what they're going to do and how they can handle it. So that is a key to us. We had a quick start on defense, and then we were able to finish it off on offense also.
Well, we're going to let you get your breath here just a minute. That dew has really gotten down deep and choking you up. But let's look at the offensive side of things. Coming into the season, Simon Ostrander looking to be possibly the starting quarterback. It was a battle all the way through two-a-days, and then he goes down with the knee injury. You put Philip Hemberger in there, and really we're comfortable with him, but boy, what a season he has had coming on. He accounts for 179 all-purpose yards tonight, three touchdowns, and on the defensive side of things, he can really make it. He can turn things up there, but I think offensively he has really come in this season for you guys and really done a nice job.
Yes, he has, and that's something that you had talked about. We felt very good about both quarterbacks we had, and even we had talked about alternating them, so it wasn't a clear-cut win, you know, in the quarterback battle. So we're very happy with that. Unfortunately, Simon was hurt, but it allowed Phil a chance to step up. And Phil is just a big kid too. He's, you know, 6'2", 190-ish, and so you know, and his speed is very deceptive. I mean, he gets out in the open field and he can take off, and then he cuts very well. So, you know, you throw in good footwork and good size, it makes for a deadly combination. And then he's a very effective passer, and so, you know, he sees things very well. And the thing that Phil has going, you know, right now is that he's very smart athletically also.
Coach, we'll stay with the offense a little bit. The fullback area looks to be extremely – it doesn't make any difference who's running that little fullback trap play up inside. That's been very successful for you guys.
Oh, it's been very successful for years, going back to, you know, when we first started here with, you know, Jeff Susie running there, Jeremiah Johnson, Josh Willie, you know, go down the list, Patrick Stewart, you know, and then – last year we had Ben Conan there, so, you know, it's just something that I think Coach Tesmer does such a great job of coaching our offensive line that and keeping teams off balance that, you know, we've done a nice job of establishing that, and we've been very effective with our fullback, but it helps if you have talent there also. So, you know, give those guys, Devin Alley and Joel Groffel, a lot of credit for how well they're able to run with the ball.
What makes that play so successful? Why do you guys have so much success with that play?
I think a lot of it is we just keep them off balance. You know, we have enough speed to the outside, so when teams try to, you know, they want to take away the inside game inside, and you can hear it. It's the really the neat thing is when the other team's yelling trap, 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 and we get outside on them, so out, pitch, pitch, sweep, and we come inside on them. So we're able to keep teams off balance, you know, with our good strength inside, great line blocking up front, then we have speed to the perimeter also.
Well, when you talk about that line up front, a lot of those guys turn around and play for you on the defensive side of things, and boy, it ain't too hard to coach guys that are 220, 260, 235, 235. Consbrook is a load out there out to one end, but that's a pretty good mixture right there. A lot of size. Those guys do go on the offensive side of things. They do open some nice holes, but defensively, your front four is tremendous.
Yeah, and that's a credit to the kids. I mean, size is a factor, and you can't teach size. You know, that's one thing that you can't teach, and you can't teach speed, but you know, our kids that they put a lot of time and effort. And they work on getting bigger and stronger, and then they work through, you know, in the agility program, and they do things that they dedicate themselves to becoming better athletes. You know, not only football players, as I said, better athletes. And so, as you mentioned, we got kids up front that have good size and good feet and good speed. And so, it makes things pretty easy. You know, and then we can hide some smaller linebackers that way when you have big kids up front. And so, we try to teach our kids to be strong and physical up front, use your hands well, and then our linebackers to run to the ball and make plays.
St. Cecilia again winning by the score of 48-0 over Sutton. Another shutout for your defense, Coach. That's the sixth one in the eight games so far this year. I know the last 4 years you put a nice little string together for opposing teams going home on the bus with a big goose egg on the scoreboard.
Yes, and that's something, you know, we really don't. We did a little bit tonight talk about getting the shutout in the last regular season game at Duncan Field, and our kids, you know, really for some reason, I don't know why, but they really do step it up here a little bit. But, you know, we did some things. They announced at halftime honoring all of our parents, but, you know, our seniors and our senior parents were in our last four regular seasons. That's 22 shutouts in 32 games. And so, you know, it's something that you don't realize that we've been very, very good on defense until you actually start looking at some of the numbers throughout the course of the year. So, you know, it's something that we can take some pride in. But in the last 4 years, we've had 7 shutouts, 5, and now 6. And so, you know, you get to the playoffs, it's a different story. Now we're going to just try to have to pick it up again in the playoffs here to, you know, see if we can get to the next level.
I know you can only talk about it to certain extents, but we have seen some injuries, some of your guys on the sidelines. We see Ryan Sheehy go down tonight, obviously. Zach Stirrup not seeing action tonight. Also, Blake Bruliad not seeing action tonight. Just briefly talking about those guys, possibilities for the playoffs. Do you know the extent of the injuries?
No, not at this point. You know, and it's going to be, you know, we have to trust our doctors and trust their opinions and what they do. And so it's just going to be, one game at a time, pray, hope they get better. And Ryan Shee is going to go in the morning and they're going to take a look at his knee. Hopefully Blake Bruliad will be back. He took one in a, you know, deep thigh bruise last week, and we're not sure about Zach Stirrup. But, you know, the neat thing about it is kids step up. You know, we have pride in Blue Hawk football, as you may, you know, 21 straight winning seasons and things like that that we got going, and it's not because, you know, we just have 11 kids out there playing. Colin Ellie stepped up on the offensive line tonight. Trey Wilhelm stepped up and played some defense in the offensive line when Ryan went out. You know, and so we had seniors going in and playing with a lot of pride when they put that blue shirt on.
Coach, we've had a running clock for St. Cecilia most of the season. Now with the playoffs coming up, are you guys concerned at all? Your front liners have not really played a complete four-quarter football game all season long. Is that a concern as we hit to the playoffs?
Well, yeah, and that obviously would be, but, you know, we think that, you know, what we do, we're continuing to have lift twice a week in season with each group, and so we continue to do that. We really push them hard in conditioning at the end of practice. I know it's not the same thing as, you know, playing yourself into shape and being in game shape, but we really think that we do a nice job of conditioning and pushing our kids. And not only I say we push our kids, but they push themselves, and so hopefully it won't be a factor for us.
All right, so St. Cecilia wins it. Congratulations on the win. You wrap up another undefeated regular season on into the Class C2 State High School football playoffs next week. And I guess we'll just let the state decide on Saturday, see where we're going, and get ready to go next week, huh?
You know where we want to go.
Oh, we'll be right back here, no doubt about it.
Right back here.
You know, one thing about it, we have been blessed with tremendous weather. And going into today, I was looking ahead because I knew last week we were going to be doing this game. I checked the weather. The weather looked beautiful. But you know what happens when Jimmy and Mike start rolling around Duncan Field late in the football season, what happens? I'm just going to tell you.
And I do want to send a few words of compliments out to our city parks and rec department, Sean Sorhan, out here, because it is a great facility and we're lucky to play out here. And, you know, anybody that comes knows how good the field is, and they do a nice job. And then also, you know, thank our parents again. I don't know if they realize how important they are to us, and I'm not sure their kids always say it, but thank our parents and our fans. Our band was out here tonight, and then wish good luck to our cross country kids as they, you know, our boys qualified for state, and we have Therese and Chanel Farmer there representing our girls. So we've had a great fall, and we want to continue, and thanks for being here. I saw Blaine on the sidelines, so it was a little different not having him up in the box, but thank you guys for being here tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks win it tonight by a score of 48-0. We will have more high school football action coming up tomorrow night. Jimmy and I will head for Lexington. It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff. The Adams Central Patriots will take on the Lexington Minutemen tomorrow night. We'll have a pigskin preview beginning at 6, that game here on 1230 KHIS. And over on ESPN 1550 KICS, you'll get Hastings High, Grand Island Northwest from Lloyd Wilson Field, 6:45 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. But St. Cecilia scoring in their opening possession tonight. They go on to blast the Sutton Mustangs tonight. Final score of 48-0. That'll wrap things up from Duncan Field here tonight. For Jimmy Purcell, for my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.